I've coached high school boys' hockey teams for almost a decade, but a few years ago, I spent 2 years helping out the Michigan women's hockey team, and I learned a lot more than they did. It's worth noting that I'm comparing only high school boys and college women based solely on my observations of two hockey teams. Your mileage may vary. But my education started on day one. I dumped a bucket of pucks at center ice, grabbed one for myself, then stick-handled the puck around the rink. But something seemed strange, and it took me a little while to figure out exactly what it was. When I coached boys' hockey, I never even finished dumping the pucks before I heard them rocketing around the rink. They shot them as high and hard as they possibly could, trying to break the glass. So what if it costs a few hundred bucks and ruins practice? You are a locker room hero. But at my first women's practice, the pucks just sat there at center ice. I looked back and I realized the women were just skating around, waiting for me to say it was okay to take the pucks. It's okay. When I blew the whistle to give the boys a new drill, they dove right in and got it all wrong. When I told the women what to do, they would huddle among themselves to discuss the whole thing. Then they did it exactly right the first time. The boys loved showing up the goalies by whizzing slap shots past their heads and making them look foolish. The women shot the puck right at the goalies' pads because it made the goalies happy. And that made the shooters happy, even while it drove us coaches crazy. The boys loved shooting the puck, being the star, and dominating anybody they could. Getting them to pass the puck was the hard part. The women loved passing the puck, and passing and passing and passing, and really just passing. They did not want to be the star. They just wanted everyone to get along. And was that asking so much? And that would have been lovely, except if we wanted to win a game, somebody had to score. And that meant somebody had to shoot. How many women does it take to shoot the puck? 5. 1 to shoot the puck, and 4 to say it's okay to shoot the puck. We had to convince the women that they were better than they thought they were. We had to convince the boys they were nowhere near as good as they thought they were. When a boy had a birthday, none of his teammates or coaches knew about it, and really, none of us cared. But the women all knew each other's birthdays and told us about them. The first time, we surrounded the birthday girl in a circle for a drill, but then surprised her by singing happy birthday instead. We thought we were pretty sensitive coaches. Until I got to the locker room, which was decorated with streamers and posters. They had cake and pop and the birthday girl's favorite music to dance to. When the boys had a conflict, one guy might swear at his teammate, and the teammate would swear back, and that was about it. It was over. The women never swore at each other, so I gushed to the other assistant coach, a woman who had played hockey at Harvard, about how great they all got along. She looked at me as if I had two heads. Are you kidding? She then proceeded to diagram on the board 3 major cliques on the team, drawing arrows between the players who did not get along. I was flabbergasted. Then I protested that no one ever argued. Oh, she said, that's when they're really mad, and you had better watch out. I learned to watch out. But since then, I've noticed one more thing about my male friends who coach women's hockey. Not one of them has ever gone back to coaching the boys.